love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So that happens.
Hey y'all, before we start the podcast, I really have a very important favor to ask you. Some of the best people in the world, Floyd and Ramon, very good friends of mine, are dealing with a tragedy right now. I mean, I hate bothering y'all about this, but your support is incredible. It's been incredible for Sherry. It's been incredible for me. We've helped a bunch of teachers. But you all have always supported us on this podcast. And my friends need a donation after losing their home, losing everything. They've lost their dogs, and they need our help. We've helped as much as we can, but now we have to reach out to other people. So I've got a GoFundMe link in the description of the podcast for today's episode. I think it's like down there somewhere. So for everyone to donate today, let me say this. These people are incredible. And if everyone just donates what you can, it will make a world of difference in their life. And you know what? We're going to do something. For everyone that donates, you are eligible to win an autographed copy of me or Sherry's book or a t-shirt. So screenshot your donation and send it to me on Instagram in my DMs, or you can send it to twofunnymamas@gmail.com, and we will pick a random winner. And I just want to say thank you so much. Enjoy the show today, but please remember to donate to my friends, Floyd and Ramon. Thank you. I love y'all. Here's Two Funny Mamas.
What's going on? Yes. How you doing? What's good? Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley. Sherry Shepherd is out today, but my girl is here. Sherry's girl, B Flat.
And you know it.
Is back in his house. Now, this is my first time sitting with B Flat. I know you do it with Sherry all the time.
Yes, all the time. So, because Kim, you the shit. You busy.
Oh, that's, I like that. But I took off the month of October, so I'm not even supposed to be doing this. I told Chris.
You took off because you're busy. You got shit you're doing, and you need that time to do what you're doing.
I need the time to do what I'm doing. Andre's with us, too, today. He is over here eating grapes.
And
didn't
shit.
Bring us nothing. So,
not one thing.
Just say hello, Andre, to the people.
To the people. To the people.
They can't see you.
Hey, 2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, how am I so blessed?
With the same shirt on.
Hey. So, I got a lot of the same clothes.
Oh, okay, my bad. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Kim, you guys look great. What's happening?
Oh, well, I'm warming up because I've been freezing all fucking day and night in Sherry's house. And even though it says system off, it's still blowing out cold air.
Oh.
So, really?
Yeah, and it feels good over here in Kim's house. It's
oh, you are.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Now you see why I walked in here with that big
you are
blanket
freezing.
On.
You are freezing. Why don't you get the blanket and put it over your legs?
Thank you. I'm going to do something because I'm freezing. But other than that, I'm good. I thought I would be warmer in L.A.
It's always the thin people that are cold.
That's because I don't have no blood. You're right.
Chris, you ain't cold, are you?
No. I'm over here just looking at winter with a smile. Like, here we go. Finally, big man weather.
Finally.
I don't like when they say it's always the thin people. I'm really not that thin, Kim.
No, you're pretty thin. You are on what people would consider the thin side.
Here, I want to know. Sense. I want to know something, and maybe this is a cultural question for Ask a White Guy. But what's your average temperature in your home, Kim, at House Whitley?
Thank you, Andre.
Thank you. I feel like
these are the new grapes. I thought he was going to bring us the old grapes out the refrigerator.
I still would hate them, Kim. Because they taste like raisins.
And the dog wants grapes. You can't have
don't
grapes.
Give the,
do not give dogs grapes.
See, I didn't know that. You said that. Mm-hmm. I'm being ghetto, Chris, talking.
Yeah, I always love when you wait when you start eating 3 minutes into the podcast. I mean, at least people got to enjoy the audio for, you know, that slice.
Grapes what and raisins you don't give dogs.
I didn't think dogs are supposed to eat table food, period.
They're really not.
I didn't think so.
But, you know.
I'm used to Sherry's dogs eating the raw meat.
Yes.
And now they back to the shit in the bed. I saw COVID fucked everybody up.
It did COVID.
I said, COVID was them not... looking at that dog food like, oh, now we back to the shit in the bucket. Yes. What happened to the steak in the freezer that you got to thaw out?
Yeah.
So.
If it ain't one thing, it is
another.
I think, I'm Chris, sorry, Windows.
I'm trying
stuff. I'm totally excited about being on Two Funny Mamas.
Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about today? Chris ain't in no... Chris, you was in the lineup.
Here it goes. Here it goes.
Talk about how I'm not a mama.
That's right.
Why aren't you a mama?
I never wanted to be a mama out of wedlock because I come from... Kim, you may not know this, but like you have a lot of brothers. Mm-hmm. Everybody's married. Like we come from that get married first, have a... And I always believed in that because I was raised in a household where I had a dad.
Me too.
So I never, and I'm the only girl like you. And I ain't want to be the one coming up and now they'd be like, oh, we send her to school. Now she
That's pregnant. The same thing that, but exactly. Now they done sacrifice my womb and stuff.
So,
because of family judgment.
Family judgment.
Family judgment can mess you up though.
But you know what? I never wanted to bring a kid into this world. I would say like the wrong way. I felt like it take two to make them, mm-hmm. two to raise them. So if you don't work out, that's different. At least you started out trying. I never wanted to be like, oh, I'm a baby mama and got to depend on everybody else to help me with this.
Sound like my story.
But you know what? When you're a grown ass woman. I'm talking about when we were young. This is really what prevented me. And I've been engaged 5 times.
Oh my
what?
God.
What? I didn't know that about you.
Oh my God.
I'm
but
serious.
Kim, what is that thing made of that she just had them dropping to their knees and all the time? Marry me, B. Please.
Chris, that wasn't the truth. You said it the back way. They didn't drop to their knees. I did.
They're like, sure. Anything.
But nobody, everybody, I had 2 fiancés that wanted me to have a baby. But I was like, ain't no 2 rings on my finger. We're not married. We just engaged. I ain't finna be having no babies. Nope.
They wanted you to have a kid before you got married? That's kind of odd, right?
Well, they were engaged, so they were seeing the future. But obviously,
they were seeing the future, but my future didn't see that. I ain't with the motherfuckers to this day. That's what my future saw. Right.
Now, do you regret it?
Not at all.
Right.
Not
absolutely.
One.
Well, be flat. She do teach yoga. So, you know.
How
that's
you going to sit over across from the mic and not be on the camera?
On the camera.
Chris does not know that.
Don't deprive your fans, Andre. Get in there. Get in there.
And look, I'm being so ghetto, just rubbing on these good green grapes. Not even looking at the
Andre's on
camera.
Dog duty. He keep chasing the dog back and forth. We got to scoot up to let Dre
face
big
in.
Ass get in.
Andre, if you don't get you some damn... Just today, deodorant or some Beijing on that.
Well, I took the survey and the women like my grapes, so you know.
The survey was me and Sherry in the day. I said, get you the Beijing, and Sherry said, today's men, or whatever that shit is.
Just for men.
Just for men.
No, that's hard on your face. I can't do just
that. That's nice on you. See, people don't know that you just turned 39. This makes you look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Kim might let you borrow her t-shirt.
Majestic.
You read my t-shirt, Chris.
I did. I saw that and I was like, you know what's funny is like that could actually like no one's gonna really question that if you wear that.
And see that, you know, with me
Chris,
that's right.
Being 55 and everyone be like, oh my God, you're not I'd be like, yes, I'm 5 years away from being 60. And they'd be like, bitch, you look good for your age. What are you doing? I'd be like, oh, I'm lying. I'm really 50. You up your age.
So then people trip. That's what I do. I up
do
my
all
weight.
The time.
You up
and
your weight.
And what do you do, Kim? Will you up your weight?
You look like you're 200.
Right.
You about to get put out the frame.
You
about to get put out the frame.
Well, see, you up it, and then they say you.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Look smaller.
Dre about to get his lights put out.
So are you telling people I should tell them I weigh like 160? And they'd be like, where? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll just say, oh, chest.
I want to know.
What do you want to know, Chris?
I want to know what this musical group that the three of you look like you're in would be called. Like, smile, like do a pouty face in the camera.
Oh, no.
I want to see what this album would be called.
No.
Yeah, you're all three wearing black. Look, your stylist got you ready.
This Kim's like you still trying to pimp us. You trying to convince people that we still got it. Yeah, that we still got it. That's what it looked like.
If this is a black background, we look like that Suge Knight.
I was gonna ask, like, what cruise are you all headlining coming out of New? Like, how does that work? Like, where do people get tickets for your group's headline?
Group. Let's back together again. 17 years.
Take a trip to Cozumel.
I know I'm about to say, who am I with this haircut? Go to church on this the Sunday side or this the Sunday side. Is this Saturday Night Fever and Sunday?
You in there, though. You working.
So you have to go to the barber?
I do this myself.
You got your own hair?
Kim, I have never let... I do my own hair all the time. I be doing the videos on things. I ain't got no money.
But
I travel with my clippers. They ain't share everything. And tomorrow, I'm be sitting right up on her counter with my thing, doing my... And
with a mirror?
Wow.
We can fade each other up.
That's what I'm going to tell people.
What?
Why I ain't got no hair, because I cut it myself.
And but see, when people get up on shit clothes, when I get up, if you get up on the clothes, you can tell I cut it myself, and you would never let a bar, because if you did, you'd be like, girl, who fucked your hair? And then I'd be like, me. And then they'd be like, oh, it looked nice. Because if you say a barber did it, they'd be like, bitch, don't go back. Yeah, they'd be like, you paid for
it. And you color your own hair?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't cut your own hair, the style.
Kim, I've been to a beauty. Let me tell you how I ended up with this style, because a lady in Chicago.
You should lean to your left when you tell her the story.
Out there, but it was 12 years ago, she offered to do my hair after a show I went in. That's how I ended up with a mohawk down there in Harvey, Illinois.
You got to come closer to me because she, like you off screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. She fucked my hair up so bad. I've been having this haircut since 2007. And my cousin came in and she was all like, girl, did you see your hair? Go look outside. Because her shop was dark like this room and the bitch's lights. I had a part and the missing piece here. So she ended up taking me to another barber who just ended up cutting all my hair.
Wait a minute. You had a missing piece?
Yes, my hair. Dre, you want to do me a favor? Hand me my high flash rag.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. What's a hot flash rag?
Welcome to the B-flat show, Kim.
Hot flash.
Yeah, see, you don't want, you didn't
watch the show, Kim. I'm selling these prototypes coming in the mail. Josh just hit me up. They're stuck in Kansas City. I got three rags.
They're stuck in Kansas City.
You see the new prototypes. There's a red one, pink one, and a light. This color, blue.
Mm-hmm.
One hot flash rag says, flushed but still fly. And the other hot flash rag says, two hits to the neck, like that. And the other hot flash rag says, swagged in the sweat.
Oh, I love that.
Yep, so I will be selling those hot flash rags, honey, because I am not getting no hormone. After the doctor explained all that to me.
I see you sweating up there.
Yes, that's the hot flash. But see, I'm freezing. That's the crazy thing about my hot flashes. They're like cold sweats. And it's like, people put the fan on me. I'll be like, don't put that on me. I'm freezing. Turn the fan off. Where's the heat? So Dre mad, because I got the heat on in Sherry House. It's on 78. Yes, ma'am. So the air is on up on the first floor, and the heat is on the second floor is where the air is on, and on first floor is where.
That's how people get divorced.
My husband go through it all the time, and I say, Kim, I hope to God he don't leave me, because I get up and get on the couch because he have on the air, ceiling fan, and a regular fan.
Because you got the heat on.
And he don't like it, so I just go in the living room and sleep on the couch in the heat.
Wait a minute. Is your husband a big man? Now you got to fix your hair. Look in the camera. You're right.
Now, see, here's where I'm going to get fucked up, because it's going to say swing the bang to the left, but I'm throwed off.
No, swing them that way.
This way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I get messed up too. Okay. Yeah. So is he a big man, your husband?
He's about Dre's height, but he's thick because he's a personal trainer.
That's why he's
hot. And he black than a motherfucker, so his skin thick. He always say, I'm darker than you. I hold more sweat. My skin thick. I got
ear to hit you. Is that a fact?
My skin thicker than yours. Oh, my God. If you let him tell it, I swear to God, he did research on
it. I ain't never heard that. Don't tell Chris that. Chris, that ain't no fact. Don't you be looking at dark-skinned black people, Chris, like, ooh, they hot.
Even his auntie says the same thing when they come in the house. They be like, it's so hot in here. You got the heat on. It's 50 degrees. I was like, that's why I have the heat on, because it's 50. When I'm in my house, I shouldn't have to walk around in a sweatshirt and all that other stuff. If I'm chilly, I want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I go over Dennis' auntie house. Everybody got their clothes on at nighttime. It's like they going some motherfucking where. It'd be 10 o'clock. I'm like, why y'all got on? It's chilly. Well, how about you turn the heat on?
So the more melanin you have, the thicker your skin.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to put that out there. I don't know.
The thicker your skin is, they say the more heat you hold.
You're going to get...
Says it. Husband says it, so they tell me because I got all this white in me, so they say, and my skin is thinner, that's why I'm always cold.
Thicker. You're anemic.
I'm anemic.
Thank you. You're anemic. That's what it is.
It's an iron deficiency.
It is an iron deficiency. I take iron pills when I feel like it because they make you constipated. This ain't what we supposed to be talking about on the show. We was talking about why I'm not a mama.
I don't know if you want to get into this, and you could skip over it if you want, but do you want to talk about your mom-mobile?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't want to give out that information?
My has made me feel some kind of way. Hold on. Hold on.
You heard about the multiverse, right, Chris?
Siobhan, we doing the podcast.
I have.
She's the multiverse Kim.
Okay.
She's the same person, but a different universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I saw what you said. I'll try to do it after.
And then remember, Kim has to leave it.
Okay.
You know, she got me, and I do too. You know, I got a meeting with my managers.
You know, it's just a well-oiled machine. Just a well-oiled machine is what I was thinking. Whenever you come to the process of this,
I'm starting making up stuff so I can be busy too.
I was gonna say, Andre, did you go to the club with B the other night?
Yes.
How was her set? Be honest. She went down.
Because you're professional. It was. The room was garbage. It was unorganized.
That's so crazy.
On the schedule, so that's why she called. Okay. All right.
Oh, that's now, hilarious.
We got backtrack. Siobhan is a great ass assistant.
And road manager.
Yeah. Because
she said she caught that this wasn't on the schedule.
It wasn't.
She called everybody needed an assistant like Siobhan and Edie.
She said, yeah, she said if it was on the thing, she wouldn't have called. See?
So, all right, here's a question I have for the three of you. If you're a celebrity with a million plus Instagram followers, you're in movies, TV shows, everything, are you obligated to drive a luxury car?
No.
Only black celebrities feel obligated.
Not
do you
me.
Do you get pressure as a celebrity like that, Kim?
Yes. I feel like this celebrity pressure. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, people put pressure on you because they always got something smart to say when you pull up. If you don't pull up in the Range or the Benz or the Bentley or Lexus or something, they always got something. Audi, whatever that thing is. Mm-hmm. You pull up in something, they always say something like, you know, look at your mama car, or they look at you, or they got that look, like you look sad for you, like you going down, they look sad.
Are you? And I would look at their ass like, bitch, what did you pull up in?
And what if they did pull up in a Benz?
And I don't give a damn.
It'd be right. Most of the people looking at you are in the 1987 Benz. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. The ones trying to pass judgment.
Yeah, the ones trying, that is true. The people passing judgment ain't really fly.
Right, I just jump out the Uber.
Oh, that's right. You got a driver. You say you got a driver.
I don't feel like driving around looking for parking. Yeah, I always have my heels on. I don't feel like having to put my flip-flops on because my husband hates when I be dressed up and have flip-flops on. He'd be like, that looks so baggy. Why don't you just get some cute flats? I'd be like, fuck that. I can drive with these flip-flops on. Walking to the club with my flip-flops on, put my shoes on stage. And then he's like, no, just wear your shoes, jump out, or like he'll pull up and let me out.
How long did y'all date before y'all got married? It seemed like
a year.
Okay.
Wait. Give the whole story.
I ain't giving that story.
12 years.
We've been married 11, been together 12. You know he's 16 years younger than me. And acts 16 years older.
Oh, that's what I need. See, people be judging me.
No, can't fuck what they talking about. Ain't nobody paying your bills and giving you no ass but that person that you love. So, it's always people that
make... So, Chris, we can make it.
That's right. That's our move. We got the blessing, the B-flat blessing.
Thank you. Don't nobody say that to these older gentlemen.
They sure don't.
That date these young girls that don't know how to do shit.
Right.
I said all the time, my friend was having a stroke, and this girlfriend thought to me he was doing a stanky leg.
Wait a minute!
His leg is going out.
What?
Girl, Kids was like, don't tell nobody, but it's true.
His leg was going out?
She thought he was dancing. I'm like, just get it, daddy. Bitch, he having a stroke. I thought you said, but dating a 22-year-old that don't be around her parents. And recognize a stroke. You are a parent.
The signs of a stroke.
The signs of a stroke.
If you're going to, I tell you, Kim, most men our age, when they're 45, have had, they don't take care of themselves like women do.
No.
They don't. Women our age are caught up in trying to still look young, taking better care of yourself, making sure you still got it because your kids is grown and off to school.
Well, unless you waited.
Yeah, but... 18. Until you're an exception to the rule.
Yes.
You and my girlfriend, Kelly. But I think most men, when they're in like their 50s, and they just let themselves go. Because they be like, oh, married, I got a wife.
It's the when they married and got a wife thing.
And I feel like, you think about it, when you go back to the class reunion and you see the quarterback, and you be like, is he the janitor or was he the quarterback?
right.
And then all the women walk in looking fly.
Yep, the women do walk in looking fly.
We take better care of ourselves than men this age. And they normally have strokes and heart. So my friend, even though he's like a runner and do all this stuff, he still eat horrible. The shit that he used to do is catching up with him. But he still think he can date women who's 20. Oh,
this is a friend of yours?
Uh-huh, they had a stroke. And he 52.
Has he been married before?
No. I always dated young girls. I said, well, it's fine. At least teach them how to recognize the signs of a stroke.
You understand. I said, if I can get a man, this one I know he loves me. If I can get a man to reach over me, hold on, let me get that, and pull like a hair out my neck.
Yeah. you gonna get that? Just like I tell
That's
Sherry.
When you know. Because I was like, where these things come from? When a man can pull over, because that means he don't care, but he don't want you going out looking like a witch. So
you gonna find that person. And I told Sherry the same thing, because she's like, he don't mind if I don't sleep with my wig. He's like, take your wig. I said, that's right. You don't need to be sleeping in that shit. He needs to see all your gray hair, gray this, gray coochie hair, gray underarm hair.
Hold on. First of all, you done went too far.
I'm just saying.
There's a limit. I know that's right.
What's the limit?
Great. First of all, who got gray underarm hair?
I know people.
That got gray underarm hair?
Yeah. If they didn't shave it, I'd be like, bitch, you got gray. You better go and shave up under there.
If she got gray underarm hair, I know her coochie done went white.
Thank you. But that's how you know the person loves you. They don't care about all of that.
Right.
And that's what
I'm... I'm sorry.
I was leaning out so...
You probably need to practice social distancing. You probably need an older dude to match your friend. No? Because let me tell you something. I'll be honest with you. When I was younger, if I saw gray pubic hair on a man, it scared me.
How did you know it would scare you? That means you must have saw it.
No, I saw it.
B, she said saw, meaning multiple times. So there were many instances.
I didn't scare you if you didn't see it.
I saw it.
That means you see it.
So I need to
like say when I saw it. Ain't no if, say when I saw it.
But I was really young. And,
okay.
Oh, no. How young?
One day, and you'd be like, oh. And I was like, oh my God. It's seen. I felt his penis was dying.
I never had that experience.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have older dudes when I was younger. So, Cam, when you saw it, not no if.
Right.
When? You know, I always felt like you the same age as my daddy, and you're going to talk about Vietnam.
Did you say Vietnam?
So that's why I never dated older men. I just was never attracted to. I never dated older men.
Like when I was younger, I dated one for some rent. But
doing it is two different things. I did it to an older dude for some rent, but I ain't date him.
Was that an explicit exchange? Like, was that discussed?
What'd you say?
Was that discussed beforehand? You're like, listen, old dude, you're gonna get some of this, but I'm gonna need this rent paid. Or was it?
I understand it,
Chris. And when you get old, in like the next couple of years,
okay,
you'll know.
All right.
My daddy said something. My father used to crack me up. My father always said, "You know that man? You know he leaving $200 on the dresser."
I was like, what?
My father said, matter of fact, that one over there probably got to slide it on the door before she answered.
See, I would have been one of them, slide it under the door before I answer.
So what's the...
It's torture. You got to get your mind right. Money help you get your mind right.
So wait. It's the right mind. So what's worse, or what's a more interesting predicament, Kim, B, Andre? Guys, answer this for me. The... older gentleman paying Kim and B's rent back in the day, or Kim, you didn't go to a state school, but schools with, we'll just say football teams, colleges with football teams, the young ladies that pay the football players' rent, that was rampant in the University of Missouri. I saw that a lot. Dudes were getting, football players were getting ladies to pay their rent. And stuff like
that.
But
that ain't new. They still do that, Chris. They get them to pay the rent, drive their car, and do their papers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then they pay somebody to go in and sit in for the exam. So they do all of that.
Which one's a funnier predicament?
I don't know. I wouldn't be putting myself in no predicament. I ain't got no money to be trying to pay nobody rent.
This is why I wouldn't like that.
That's why I needed to have my rent paid.
The mama and daddy are there.
Right.
You understand that, right? The girls ain't paying it because they're getting an allowance from their parents.
From their parents.
In school. So they just taking their parents' money and paying for them.
How you know about this, Chris, up in Mizzou? Was you a Mizzou football player getting your rent paid? Are you read about it?
No. I had. I had buddies. I had buddies that played football, and they didn't. They didn't participate in that, but they had buddies. I just always laughed when you'd come across it. And you're like, that girl's paying that dude's bills. Like, holy shit! Like, that's an interesting thing.
He does it. Chris, is that what you want?
You know what? They've been commenting in the comments that Chris is waiting to get flued out.
Flued out.
Is that what you? I gotta know if that's our agreement, Kim. What's my first chore? There's nothing happening. I'm getting handed a chore list as soon as I show up in LA. Baby, I'm here. You're like, okay, great.
And fly in with a tool belt on.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Already know.
I'll be handy, Chris.
Yeah. Oh,
I
man.
Just Kim got a big ass house. That's all I'm saying. It's a big ass house.
Oh, God. Chris, come in tinkering, right?
You better put the GPS on when you walk through so you know how to get around the corner. Like, turn on the hallway, go left. Go two doors down, turn right.
And yeah. Come find this ass.
Right. I ain't said it. Oh, God. Put the GPS on. That's all
I can't wait to see Chris in person.
Oh, man.
I hope it's all that I have dreamed it to.
No, you're really building it up way too much if that's what you're going to put.
Have you seen Chris
way too much
without a haircut?
Huh?
Have you seen him with a haircut?
No, I don't like him with his hair long.
Chris, keep your haircut. And I like the cut.
What you like? You like it with it long?
First of all, I don't like Chris.
Okay.
Second,
damn.
First of all, Chris is a piece of shit.
All half time don't know what Chris looks like. Chris
tell
be
us
like,
how you really feel, be black.
Damn, Chris be on the screen by 20 minutes, shit. And he'd be like, D. Been 20 minutes. You haven't said anything about my haircut. Because I wasn't looking at your ass. I ain't even know.
I bet you if you wear these mustard colored pants, you'd be
okay.
Looking at
your ass.
I'll talk to you later.
You gave me these grapes. Now
here
I'm
you
sleeping.
Go, Dre.
You asked for the grapes.
I didn't want the grapes.
She ate them all.
Now she's mad for him bringing grapes.
Bring me a piece of that chicken skewer.
Oh, this will go real well. This is great.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Sugar?
Ooh. I had two Twinkies for breakfast.
Did you say?
Yep.
She got no back.
I told me Jeffrey went to 7-Eleven, racked the fuck up.
I tell you about them skinny people.
We spent $40 on shit. Right. Jeffrey got three packs of donuts, two Cherry Cokes, Arizona tea.
What?
I got two Twinkies.
What? Pack
of, yes. But, you know, I go running.
Oh, so you run?
Yes, marathons.
Oh. If you run, man, you can eat all of that.
Well, that's why I be fucking up some Twinkies with my coffee.
Oh, so yeah, because you can run it on. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
I would do that.
Exactly.
I can't eat some a stuff you can't, ever.
Some stuff I can't give up. Twinkies and weed. And I was smoking 82, Kim. I was in
that
the
was when
grade.
It was, what?
Dude? That's when you used to get it free. You ain't never had to buy no weed. You ain't had to buy no weed. I ain't bought no weed since 80. From 82 to like 97, I never bought weed. Everybody just had it and we smoked it. I never bought weed until I got on the East Coast. Because everybody like, oh, you ain't going to ante up? And I didn't even know what the hell that meant. I thought people kept saying like auntie, like your auntie. And I did not know what that meant when I first moved to school.
So you didn't pay for it?
No, because like people brought it to school.
You didn't know what ante up meant?
No, not until I got on the East Coast. Because
nobody tried to shoot you?
No, girl, people that smoke weed don't shoot. They just be like, bitch, you ain't got no money. Get it, hit me up next time.
And next time,
you just be so
next
high.
Next time they come and they say, Annie up, you still don't
play. Well, no, now I know the Annie up, but that's when I moved to Philly and I was in grad school, everybody would sit around and then they'd be like, oh, you got five on it. And I used to be like, on what?
Shit. Oh, you wasn't ready.
Yeah,
okay.
I wasn't ready for it, but now I know you got to buy weed.
What does weed do to you or for you?
Keeps me focused. I know that may sound crazy.
It does sound crazy.
I think they didn't have ADD medicine in the 70s when we were coming up. So I was always all over the place and I felt like art always kept me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm smoking, it keeps me creative and I can, like you working on treatments and pictures, I can knock some shit out But if I'm not high, everything get on my nerve. I'll be like, if that goddamn thing ain't dripping in there, I hear the drip from
the oh my God, you are me.
I'm you. I'm like, that bag is crinkling. I can't stand like the settling noise. Say you put something in the trash bag, like a bottle, and then you hear the like it's
oh my God, she acted it out. She acted the bottle out. The bottle. She said,
I'll be like, what the fuck is that? It'll throw my so I like if I'm smoking and working on some little noises or anything, because I love quiet. I can't work with a whole bunch of, so that's why if I smoke, I go.
Oh, you gonna live here?
Oh, no.
There's noise. Like, I had ghosts here that lived here for a while.
Girl, I'm not a noisy person.
Neither one of you made a fit. You just casually mentioned you had ghosts living in your home and didn't stop or anything. You just kept moving. Do you want to talk about that?
People are used to ghosts, Chris.
Yes, Chris.
And we believe in that because we believe in God and spirits. And just like God, it says it's that we believe in all of that because it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
And we believe it. I definitely believe in ghosts.
Chris, you don't believe in ghosts?
I didn't say that necessarily. I think it's more maybe there's something crazier going on than someone.
With my family have experienced things. We've all experienced stuff in the family and it wouldn't have, it'd be like weird shit.
Yeah,
like
I think that's within the realm.
You'd be like, not even in there. How did that just drop? You know, it's just, I've had some weird stuff, especially with my aunt that lived by the cemetery. And they, when they redeveloped, like in that Poltergeist, they built houses and didn't move all the bodies, or they say they did, we don't know, but right by Oak Hill Cemetery in Kirkwood, Missouri. So the people that lived along that always say they felt, when my aunt bought the house, every room had a cross in the closet. Cause then she had someone come through and bless the house. She still lives in it this day. But I would feel weird moving into a house that had a cross in every closet. What about you, Kim?
It's telling you something.
Thank you. So and that was in like 73 when she got that house.
No, there was this man. There was a picture of a man in the closet. This old, sailor man.
Oh,
he was
no.
in the closet. That he was a white scary. Man with a sailor hat on. And he was hanging on the wall in the closet. And I think he was the one that was here with his family. But I had told him he had to go because he kept Joshua up at night. His kids kept playing with Joshua in the other room.
Are you serious? So that's what
yes.
You're so casual about this.
Well, you know why? Because if I was afraid, I wouldn't have been able to stay in this house. Yeah. Because I heard Joshua, when I first moved here, he was always, guys, come on, guys, listen. I said, who are you talking to? And he's like, my friends. So I said, okay. So I had, and the water would just come on by itself, the sink water, noises upstairs. Andre, you remember all the crazy stuff that used to happen over here?
No.
Don't be trying to act like you're crazy. Your ass was supposed to say yes. That wasn't him the validation. Get your ass off the picture. You're supposed to be helping.
What maids were you on during that era?
I was going to say, yeah. No, that's so wild. It's crazy just how casual you are. You're not, you have no reason to lie about those feelings.
Exactly.
It's wild.
Because I have seen it with my own eyes. And I remember, so I stopped one night because I had a priest come over and everything. And we
a priest? You went Catholic on it?
Hey, I had to get the person, whoever dealt with that poltergeist, that's that dude I needed.
Interesting.
Yeah, my thing, they found out how much this house costs. And like, we can't afford to pay. Hey, ain't no rent. We going down. South of the 10.
Because
I got those things up there.
What if the priest charged by square footage?
Oh, that's what they said. Oh, silly.
That's what they said.
How many bedrooms you have? Okay, gotcha.
I didn't see nothing from outside. I was like, is this a castle?
Oh, you so
with your gate and shit around it. You can't see up. If you know how on that, what's that show, Home Improvement, where the motherfucker eye be up over the fence? How we gonna get in here, Dre? The wall of China around this shit. Like, her neighbor probably stand on the ladder and talk to her like this.
What is somebody?
So, B, you're telling me I could stay busy all day working around that yard.
Oh,
oh Chris, if you first, you gotta figure out how to get around. Kim got to have that Disney map shit, like when you go to the thing that you need to make, they say, you are here. You want to get to the kitchen, you just go this way, make three turns, go down the hallway.
Oh, my God, I'm choking again on the podcast. Ain't nobody checked on me.
And then Kim going to
check on her.
I totally fucked up because I didn't know her friend was here.
I'm in trouble here.
Her friend is here needing quiet. So she texts me, and y'all know my phone stay on silent, saying be quiet when you come in, go down the hallway, make sure, and walk down the foyer. It was like seven motherfucking things, and then turn the corner, be quiet, and then go into my office. So wow. I was like, oh, because I'm looking at the phone like, make a right, close three doors, turn, go into the hallway, be quiet. Don't let me get my phone out, Dre. Okay. When we came in, she was like, didn't you see my long seven text?
It was seven text.
Turn down the hallway and be quiet when you go back. And I was like, oh, my fault. And I do apologize again. But she
we came in loud.
That's why we
came
was late, Chris.
Straight loud, Chris.
We've been outside. We've been in this motherfucker 15 minutes trying to figure out how to get around. So, and Dre be here all the time. I'm like, you don't know where the fuck you going. We trying to dodge making noise.
Yeah, I was going to say, was there a horned beast around the corner? Like, what's this?
We here.
Yeah,
we are in the office. We in the office. We found it.
Okay. Awesome.
I gotta know. So last week, one of your biggest, well, certainly your biggest guest-wise, Two Funny Mamas to date, comments on it were off the charts. B, you did not join. You were smart to stay out of the mess. Wanda Sykes, Andre, had Craig Shoemaker jump on. The great Joe. Guy Tori sent a video. Who else did we have join? Oh my gosh, George Wallace, the biggest of the big, and Russell Peters. B, do you feel like, having been in between both, do you feel like it's settled?
Well, you know, it was settled for me when I told Sherry she was wrong and she got frustrated and put her hair up, remember? And I was like, okay, now we're moving on to the frugal flip. So, she's mad that a motherfucker. She refused to acknowledge it, but we saw it. Because Kim, she hit me with the, on the beginning of the show. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, well, let me just tell you what happened. So then when she started telling me what happened, I let her talk. And then she talking about, B, how you feel? I said, well.
So everybody's listening and watching. Right. We're talking about the feud between me and Sherry on stage and off stage.
Right. So I said, when she got done saying all that shit, she talking about, well, how do you feel, B? I said, well, you was wrong for going on Instagram, even saying shit, because Kim is your friend. All you got to do is talk. I said, Sherry, that shit on Instagram is not real. I said, when you get done entertaining everybody comments and putting shit out there, you still got to deal with Kim in the real world. She hit me with the, well, you on Kim's side. That means, remember, Chris, she like, that means you said Kim is right. And I thought you were, I said, no, bitch, I'm saying you was wrong. And I don't know what Kim said. Because I wasn't there. I don't know what Kim said. I said, but all I know is you still wrong. So, put that in the chair like this. Jeffrey, where's the bobby pin? I said, you're wrong. And now moving on to the frugal flip today.
We've done this. Andre, did you?
I said, Sherry, I know you're mad at me. I said, but right is right. I said, and I don't even think you need to do a damn panel and a forum. Didn't you say that, Chris? I said, you having a forum over to see that people chiming in.
I was happy they did that.
And that's all I got to say on it. You was wrong.
No, that's fair. Now, Andre, who was your favorite guest? Like, was that wild to see George Wallace weighing in on your two friends spat?
He expressed what I wanted to say. He said it for me. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, yes, because I've been wanting to say that, but I can't say that because I get blamed for something else that I didn't do.
Andre, do you feel like you were accurately represented in the? In the moment?
Once George chimed in, yes. The latter end of it, yes. But
I thought Craig...
Wanda Sykes chewed my ass out.
Yeah, she was... Wanda had you for dinner.
She
went in on me.
She was so funny.
Kim, you were saying something about Craig Shoemaker.
And Craig Shoemaker, the way he summed up the whole thing was hilarious.
I got to watch it. What'd he say? What did Craig say?
Can I give my opinion on that real quick? I'm just going to keep talking. So I thought Craig... I think
Sherry,
he
you put a word in now.
Right.
Sherry's gonna watch unless he edits the shit out. Right.
Sherry takes Sherry's on The View. She's with Hillary Clinton. She doesn't need me. I'm small potatoes here. No, here's how I would describe Craig. I thought he showed off his 30 plus years of public speaking and craftiness with amazing but raw compliments while giving a funny version of watching backstage. You felt like you were backstage, but you had the benefit of somebody that's been performing for 30 years, really delivering it really well. I couldn't believe it. He did great.
Yeah, he killed it. He killed it.
Did he do a show or he gave his damn commentary? Y'all sound like he was on stage.
It was like he was a closer on the podcast. You were surprised because you're like, well, George Wallace, Wanda, Russell, all this. Yeah, and then Craig gave a firsthand account.
When Craig came on, it pulled it all together.
Okay.
Because Craig was there. He was the only comic that we had on that saw it happen.
And he didn't really know. He didn't know either of you.
I'll say it, Sherry.
And he didn't know either one of us.
And you definitely didn't know who he was.
And I definitely
I loaned Kim one joke, and she did. I said, well, how do you loan a joke?
First of all, thank you.
How
do you loan a joke?
Do a person got to go out and say, Sherry Shepherd learned me this joke. So if y'all see her do it, just know I'm borrowing it. I mean, I don't fucking get it. So I said, Sherry, you can't be telling nobody you. You can do one, but don't do two. And I said, do you only have two jokes? Like, my whole set was thrown out. And she did two about to. And I'm thinking like, well, you was only going to go out for 1 minute then. And do your other one fucking joke. I was like, see, and then Dennis said, I said, he's talking about Sherry mad at you. I said, I ain't thinking about Sherry ass. She might be mad at me. I said, but I'm a friend. I'm telling her the truth.
No, nobody was mad.
Talking about she gonna still let me stay there. I had to think about it. But now that I'm in your house, I can come stay at this shit. She didn't know I was here. I can jump, get over that wall. I'd be living in the back space. She didn't even know I was here. So, I'm letting my husband know. If Sherry ever put me out, I'm jumping Kim's wall.
I done cussed out the pool tech, right? He was supposed to come fix the pool yesterday. I done cussed him out. He sent me pictures. He said, it's been fixed. And there's a picture of my daughter. I said, I didn't know they came.
She said she didn't even know they came. Because this shit is so big.
I did not know.
The daughter was
they
here.
They slid in.
They slid. Oh, she did not. The daughter can slide in.
I got it. I know how this ended, too. Kim, you go, well, you should have told me you were here.
Probably. With a straight face.
I didn't say nothing. I sent him his money.
Because Kim will admit she's wrong. She admits when she's wrong.
When I'm wrong, like I will people. Say, I know. Some people have a different personality.
Well, they don't have to admit it because I'll tell them. I don't know. Just like I told Sherry ass and she was hot. And I said, Sherry, I'm sorry, but you were wrong. I'm sorry, you wrong.
She got in Andre's ass. Andre said something about the credits. Ooh, she went
That was good. That was good. Andre, I felt Andre was a little bit he was like, I've got credits.
Mess up the credits. Like when they go out on stage. How do I said, girl, they don't even be listening to that shit.
They don't.
They really don't. I said, as long as they get my name right, don't you call me B Fayette. I don't give a fuck what they say. They could have said I've been down at the zoo cleaning gorilla teeth.
Gorilla teeth?
I'm just saying, I just said something. That could be my last job. People would never hear that. Ain't nobody going to come up to me after the show and be like, did they say he used to clean gorilla teeth?
Right.
Like, come up to you
how
like,
was your experience cleaning
exactly.
gorilla teeth?
They don't come up to you and be like, were you really on Comic
Well, she or? Feels, which it has some validation to it, mm-hmm. that your credits help your journey on stage.
I don't feel that.
Not just someone coming out.
I've seen people come out and think that it's going to help their journey. They still don't do shit.
Okay.
It's all about what you deliver. You have to stand and deliver. So people don't care about your credits. They know who they came to see, and they've seen all that shit you already been on. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. So you don't need to say the shit again. They knew who they came to see. I just feel like go out, do you, and make motherfuckers laugh. And then that's what people remember. Because people hit me all the time. People don't even say my name right. Girl, you that comedian that said this joke. Girl, you my favorite. I don't remember your name. Bitch, you're on my page. And it's spelled right there. But they be like, girl, you my favorite. I can't say your name right. Or I don't know your name. But when I saw you and that joke you did, I don't care. Because I feel like, remember my name or not, at
remember
least
your joke.
Thank you. And may I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, right. You were fine. And that's all that matters.
Thank you. And that's all I'm proud to be. I don't never want nobody to say they came to see me and I wasn't funny. Because if they do, I'm just like, bitch, I wasn't me. I was sitting in the state on the show. I was sitting in the audience. You didn't see me. You got me mixed up with that other bald head girl. They be saying I look like her.
Oh,
no, I'm
man.
Just saying, if somebody ever came up to me.
You delivered that so well. I was like, is there someone else?
No. It might be, shit, but go ask them because you ain't gonna never say I wasn't funny.
Hey,
and that's just a preference. If
no,
you say that,
that
means like I don't like her. But I've never.
I'm so glad you got in Sherry's ass without us there.
I had to get out. I didn't mean to, but she brought it up and she didn't really think that it was gonna go there probably live on the show because we were live. But I was like, you was wrong. That was my first, because she was wrong. I was like, why are you going on Instagram and do that? That's just wrong. Well, because I said, well, you was wrong. You're agreeing with Kim. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not saying Kim right.
Hold on to it, then.
Yeah, I said, I am not saying that Kim is right. I'm just saying that you were wrong.
Right.
She wants to try to hear that. And she hit me with the chair. The dramatics. And I said, get it together.
Get it together.
Now, how do you guys feel about Sherry being back?
You want real friends in your life.
Yes. And I did not want her to feel like that was right. And I don't like that. I don't like when people argue on the internet. That's ignorant to me.
Yeah.
You a grown ass person. You can't call them. You're not ever going to catch me arguing with them. I'm calling your ass because I'm going to say some shit that should not be on the internet.
You're definitely going to say.
And unless you're recording this, that's the only way you're going to catch me. But you are going to remember what I said.
You're going to be on TMZ at some point in your life.
I really don't give a fuck.
Hilarious.
Just like COVID, that shit gonna be like, oh, we passing that bitch up.
Just like
her lungs for COVID.
COVID, like David Chappelle.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Because you know what? I love my journey.
Mm-hmm.
I am totally enjoying my journey. Look at where it's got me.
You're right.
Right here at Kim Big Ass House. She don't know. Every time I walk outside, I'm gonna be scoping. I'm gonna scale the fence. I might be out there swimming, come over here and swim and shit. Like her pool man. She ain't gonna notice. Sherry got a nice pool, but Kim,
oh my God,
got like 4 or 5 pools. That's what she got. That's why she probably
the Olympic pool.
Yes, I could be on one side. She probably think I'm the pool man. Cleaning, and all I gotta do is yell across to her. Yes, ma'am, I'm here to clean up. She'd be like, oh, that's the pool man. Be like me. I'd be over there with my towel on, pressing my teeth down. Yes, ma'am, I'm here to clean up.
Something is wrong with you.
Something is wrong with me. I should have been out here. Yes.
No.
Come and hang out. You see my girlfriends here? See Mickey hanging out?
Well, wait a minute. When I was doing Sherry, I was Sherry like, girl, Kim said, I should have B-flat over here, but no. I don't want too much. I came here. This shit is regular house. Sherry shit. Be the one that's out of order and out of pocket. She always trying to put it on somebody. Well, if you go over Cam's. No, bitch.
We can't let her go too deep in the house.
But you know what? If we went too deep in this house, I wouldn't even know her. I would think I'm in somebody else's house. I'm like, did we cross the street? Because of this shit. She couldn't even tell me if it was a junkie room in this house. I'd have to get the tour first, and I might have to pay. You know how they get $10 to get the tour, then go back around. Then I was like, oh, okay.
Joshua's got a square card reader.
Yeah. She said, I said, she's in my Kim house, Jackie.
No.
Oh, how she gonna throw me junkie, under the bus?
Because she knows I like to organize, and she like, Kim, oh, I want right. you to come over
sure
there.
She
and,
did tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, and no, then, I got some spots.
No, baby. No. But wait a minute. Yeah. You said some spots. That is the key word, Kim. You said it, some spots. Sherry always trying to put it up. Did you get my bra off the desk? I hope I don't want, I don't want that in the picture. Don't let them see my bra. Is my drawers in the room?
Why is your bra on the desk?
On the desk and the big drawers. I said, Sherry, make sure you get those. I said, I put that stuff in the room. Don't let nobody see my big drawers.
We were now just like
because everybody women sit at the desk and they be like, let me pull this damn bra. And
you that is true. Floor.
But when you throw it on the floor, you have to pick it up when you leave out the room. That's what I do. Sherry should be right up here like a stack. Like, let me put this bra on today.
Different
bras at the desk.
Okay, hey Chris.
Now, shit, what's up?
I gotta go make a phone call. Can y'all hold it down?
They can hold it down. Andre, sit in the big red chair.
All right, I get you into a big chair. All
right, sit in the big red chair. Now, go do your thing, Kim. We'll see. We'll see you back here.
And we'll talk about why Andre is not a mama and why I'm not a mama. And we have topics we can talk about.
There's plenty to talk about. So first of all, you all have been roasting Sherry, who's out busting her tail out in New York and killing it on The View. So many good comments. Everybody loving that. I do love that they have a legit funny comedian injected back into that in such a big popular show. Have you or could you, could either of you two see her jumping back into a role like that? I don't know. I see her and I know that's important to her doing talk show type stuff. I'm selfishly, I like that she's gotten super into stand up.
Yeah. I think on The View, she has to find her own voice.
Yeah. Within their boundaries.
Right. The View.
Yeah.
And it's hard on that show when it is The View. It's different between trying finding your view and your own voice. Mm-hmm. But I think most of the people on there, because they have a view, their point of view. I always tell Sherry, she don't have like a solid stance or point of view on stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I be telling, quit looking at it like you have to have a voice. If you had your view on that show, then everybody would, that's your voice, your view. You know what I'm saying? On how shit. But she wants to bring the funny to everything, and so, which is great, and she should, but still have a view of that.
Yeah.
If you're talking about politics, you got to have a funny view.
Yeah.
But Sherry don't like talking politics. And that's all they talk about on that shit most of the time.
So, Whoopi, she's the fearless one. She just say whatever she wants to say, and you can't stop her.
Right.
Joy, she's funny, and she brings a different perspective. You got
she has her view on every fucking
thing. The conservative chick, you know. So, yeah, so you definitely having a view, but your own distinct perspective and voice to the conversation. Yeah, I think that would definitely.
So do you think that she wants to do The View again or that type of stuff? You know, Sherry, don't lie.
Like I told you before, you and Kim can say things and
them to like you go out to apologize and go on Instagram and Twitter and be like, I got to retract that statement.
It's the reality of the situation. How would he know? It's like having a penis is a bad thing now.
You're right. Sherry already, you better shut up because Sherry already mad at you that you went to my show. So you're right. You better shut up.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that, Andre. You got sold out. You sold him out. You didn't even mean to.
I didn't because I, you know, she was like, you know, I'd be running my mouth. I say anything. So Sherry was like, B, how you like driving my car? I was like, girl, I ain't driving the car. Shit, I've been draping, driving me around. We went to my show. We've been kicking. She like, y'all, he went to your show. He don't never go. I've been trying to get. I just feel like I'm losing my son. You cooking, I'm losing my friend. He doesn't. I was like, first of all, he around your ass all the time. And I'm sure he's been to your show. I'm in town. He's never been to my show. It's not like you going to every one of my shows. Dre, if you went to every one of my shows tonight, I mean tonight, tomorrow, whatever, then I would say, yeah, Sherry, he don't fuck with you because he didn't went to all my shows.
But see,
that's not the case.
And okay, we See, talked before bad. We went to the show. We talked before we went to the show. I say, okay, are you the type you want to hang out afterwards and all that? Because I'm very, I mean, the COVID thing, and they know I don't mess around. I don't go out that much. So we talked about it, and you said after I do my set, we out. I'm like, good. See, Sherry, she likes to mingle and talk and take pictures and all that stuff. And I'm like, I ain't trying to be around these people, you know. So that's why I don't go to a lot of shows, because she asked me to go with her, you know. And I'm like, hey, if you can do your set and get the fuck out of there, cool.
And but, see, I always do my set and get the fuck out of there, because I take my pictures up front. And I let people know that. I'm like, if y'all want to catch me, you better catch me now. Because I never stay, unless I'm headlining. I always leave after the show. And even when I come off stage headline, I just leave.
Because it's a different time.
It's a different I just go home. I don't be hanging
Dexter
out.
Dexter agrees.
Drink all of that. It's like work. I'm over. I'm over and I'm done. So
This is Sherry after the show. Can I take a picture with you? And then they like this. You don't know the people. They might have just variant just popping off their ass. They're like, come on. Look at, you take 3-4 shots and, you know, now you got the stuff.
Yeah, and then somebody tried to show me their vaccination card and the motherfucker was typed up. I said, I'm vaccinated. I was like, where you get it typed up? Because when I got my shit, they wrote it in there with their head. You know, went home on the computer and typed up.
And it said, I ain't got the shit. And when they start using verbiage like that.
So
it said right there, I ain't got the shit.
I tell people, because I keep my card on my phone, on my home screen. And if you want to take a picture of me with my mask off, then you have to show me your home screen on that you are vaccinated, and then I can hit you with a photo. Other than that, we both, and you better recognize me from the eyelashes up. Because I'm putting my mask on in your picture. And I think I'll be looking cute with my mask on. Look, Chris, how do you look?
Yeah, that's a great look. It works out.
I like that. Yep. Back to the multiverse. She got the storm going on. That's
right. That's exactly. That's right.
I can't storm right now. I have my bang over it.
There you go. Storm all day.
You're working it out.
I look like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. Look like Ace Ventura up in this bitch.
B, just being out in LA and around all those I mean, you just went and did D-Ray's show Monday. I think, do you have more shows in LA while you're there?
Yes, two more.
Does it make you want to be out there more?
Fuck no. Bitch, I lived out here for 6 years. It does not make me want to be out here. It's like anywhere you go, you just want to go home. You come and work and you go home.
Oh, but you got property. You balling out there. You talk about Kim. You got. Hey, you in there.
I'm balling on the budget, broke. I am a thousandaire. Okay. I always say that. I'm a thousandaire. I ain't gonna be there yet. I'm a thousandaire. Balling on the budget, broke. No, I am not. I'm very frugal, and I don't like, Chris, you know we trying to get me a computer. I don't like spending money on shit. And see, my manager doesn't like the fact, like, when I'm here, I don't be going out shopping. She's like, oh, we're going to go to the Grammys. We got to get in. Bitch, I'm not going to get no new shoes. They don't know me at the Grammys. So why do I need to walk down there with money on that I could be paying my bills with? I feel like if I'm getting a Grammy, then I'm going to go buy something. But to just go, I got shit I could wear. But she'd be like, oh, no, but you have to look extra. And I'm like, fuck an extra, because this is costing extra money and I ain't got none.
That's back to the car. It's an illusion. It's Hollywood.
It's an illusion. And I just feel like it's been plenty of time. I've had plenty of tickets to like Grammys, Emmy, all that shit. Beach. I don't be going that stuff because I'm not dressing up to go out and buy. I'm not getting an award. And I don't give a fuck about being on the red carpet. Y'all not paying me. And if I can't wear the shit I got on.
You don't like mixing it up in that.
No, I mix it up for me.
You need to have a purpose.
Damn right. What the fuck do I look like going to the Grammys?
Because you can get fly on stage.
You damn right, because it's my show. And I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying me. First of all, they don't know me at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. And we ain't got to walk down the red carpet with our friends. They ain't going to be coming up to us. So it's like I'm going to spend $2,000 on the motherfucking outfit where they tell a bitch to step to the side so they can get these other motherfuckers that they really want to see. And Yeah, I don't do that. I've never been one to that peer pressure and be like, I got to get this because of that. And these people got that. I don't keep up with the Joneses. Motherfuckers keep up with me. That's why I got a DIY show.
Listen every Tuesday, 8 That's Central, right. 6 Pacific, 9
Doing
Eastern.
My way, shit. I'm like Frank Sinatra.
Your hot flash towel, is it going to be made out of the same stuff that they make the ShamWow to catch the sweat?
I don't know what it's made out of. I'm getting prototypes in the mail in a couple days.
That'd be cool, huh, Chris?
That'd be good. Can you imagine B hosting her own infomercial?
Oh, for the glass rag. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, like, sign off with your two hits to the neck. Okay, so the commercial's over. How do you say bye?
Boop, boop. Like this. Boop, blah.
We've got some comments. I wanted to get to this, B. Will you help us? Yes. We gotta spread it. And especially since Andre's on, this one I tagged as being rather on the nose for Andre. So last week, everybody, Andre was part of that. We titled that Sherry versus Kim. And of course, just like the old days, how friends make up, they talk about it on the internet with six other comics, right? On a podcast.
Yeah, that's like the old days.
So here's a comment I wanted to address. Seriously, Andre does have skills. I saw him take a good fighter down at the dojo I managed, embarrass the guy so bad, he left like a gal. It was hilarious.
Damn.
Okay, B, we need to dive deeper on this because all I see now, I know Andre's got the martial arts background, personal training, all that good stuff. I need you to address this personally, Andre. Are you aware of this? Is from Aaron on the comments on YouTube from last week. Mm-hmm. I need you to address the situation. Is this true?
Oh yeah. I've trained in various styles and I've been part of multiple dojos. So I don't recall the exact situation, but
you fucked up a lot of people.
I was gonna say, B, that's like Kim's old man. It's like Kim's gray pube roster. That's more than one.
Yeah, well, that's part of, you know, you training. I've been training since I was about 9 years old, something like that. Yeah, so I've had multiple disciplines and various instructors. So
okay,
I can do that. Yeah.
But you're going to be putting your hands on women. You can control your anger. No, you ain't like them boxers that be like,
That's CTE.
I'm real mellow now, man. I'm mellow. But I've done personal security. I've done all kinds of stuff, man.
So, okay. B, how many people have you done security for, B?
My brothers, all their life. Every time we used to fight, they'd be like, I'm going to go get my sister. I'm telling Dre that. Don't make me go get my sister. Damn right, don't come get me because it's going down.
She's small but scrappy.
Yes, I'm Taliban. I love to fight. That's why I'm like, I love a good fight. That's why I don't like this new day that people don't fight no more.
Go to YouTube.
And people be like, girl, they fighting. And everybody would come out and look. You'd be like, ooh,
putting your grease on your face, taking your earrings out.
Yeah, we don't have that no more. I miss a good fight. That builds character. Helps you live another day to fight. But now everybody just wants to shoot. Don't nobody got to.
And that's why I'm mellow now.
Yeah, because everybody wants
no
to
time
shoot.
No time for
it.
I felt the heat.
I ain't going to lie. Shit.
I got the zipper on my stomach.
Dre, so I told you I thought I was going to fight this past April. I was ready. Had my shoes off and everything on stage.
That's what Kim, I told her what went down on Monday. And she like, mm-hmm. Why didn't you go and stop them? And I'm like, I ain't getting involved in that shit.
Up on with D-Ray and Donnell?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That wasn't for you to get in. That was for me to laugh at. That shit was so funny. Because Donnell was so right about that non-funny-ass motherfucker that was on stage just taking up all the time killing the show. We didn't know when to get the fuck off. So when Donnell said, I saved the show, we was like, yes, you did. Yes, you did. That motherfucker was loud. Ass past the ass.
Backstory, I guess. D-Ray hosts the show on Mondays at the Improv, and he was an hour and a half late. So
don't you put that on D-Ray. Not an hour and a half late.
The show started at 9.
We started at 9:40.
Okay, an hour.
The show started at 40 minutes late.
And then the New Jack MC did 20 minutes. True. Then they put the unfunny dude up. He did 20 minutes.
True.
So that's an hour and a half. Because if he the MC and he started on time, he would have cut all that out and got straight to it.
True.
Okay. So he was late. The audience was like, you going to put somebody funny up? Jeez, we didn't pay that much. So Donnell came in, did a guest spot, and brought the crowd back.
Yes. Sure.
Toward the end of his set, I guess D-Ray came and saw he was up there and gave him the light. And Darnell either didn't see it or just didn't care. He didn't get off. But the audience was
matter.
The audience was loving it. I mean, it's Darnell Rollins, man. You know,
yeah.
You put up two whack-ass unknowns. Now you finally get a real star that's shining, and you want to cut him short? So D-Ray got up there and I don't want to say did a Sherry, but he blasted him on the stage.
He did Sherry.
Sherry's taking shrapnel on her own show.
No, but he put him on blast in front of everybody. And so Darnell wasn't having it. So they both had microphones and they were like, blah, blah, blah. And then D-Ray got serious, like, well, what you going to do about it? And he got personal and was like, I'm on the hottest show on TV. What are you doing? Why'd you kiss Dave's ass and get some old material? Something he said that was kind of, it was like cutting deep. I'm like, damn, why are you going to go there, man?
Dang.
And so they like, well, let's go off stage and handle it. And then they left. And so I told Kim, and she's like, well, you know, why don't you break it? You do, they, I'm like, I ain't getting in that nigga shit, man.
I know, it was nigga shit. It was great. I was enjoying that shit. I was like, this shit is funny. This is classic.
But the audience, I mean, you got to think people are there to see a show, and then y'all about to fight on stage? Come on, man. This is Hollywood improv. This ain't Crenshaw Comedy Chuckle Hut.
I told y'all missing the fight. I would rather see them fight than shoot. I've seen a lot of comedians fight back in the day over jokes and stuff.
I know everybody has their moments, and especially if you're being passionate about that. I've talked to both of those two, and they're both so damn nice. And I don't have anything, and I don't know them like you all probably do, but I just, that's wild to hear that the two of them, it's brothers fighting, right? It's each other so well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was.
And they made up toward the end, you know, they made up. They got on stage and talking crap. And
they should have done a podcast with other comics is what I would have. I would have highly recommended that.
Podcast, because I know somebody was recording that shit, even though they said no cameras, no phones.
Oh, yeah.
That shit went on so long, you had to get it because it was classic.
Yeah,
it probably will never happen again. I wish I'd had my shit on, but I was laughing so hard. I was like, this is the show.
Because it started, first of all, it was funny, and then they started getting serious, and the audience like,
you lost them, huh?
Well, because D-Ray walked off the stage. He was like, you know what, Donnell, it's your show. Fuck it. I'm outside. You want to see me outside.
And of course, Donnell, New York. He's like, all right, this fucking open.
Chicago and New York clashing in L.A.
Chicago versus New York outside the Improv.
And I'm glad I was there to witness.
And you're happy you're flying back to Philadelphia.
You know what? I am not going to miss LA. It is colder here than it is in Philly. I talked to my husband, I was like, what's the temperature? He's like, oh, it's like 79, 80 today, 60 tonight.
Is that how he said it? How'd he say it?
79.
Poor Dennis.
I can just see him bouncing. I know my husband's mannerism.
Okay.
You know, he
just loves it.
I'm sure I know I'm imitating my husband. Mm-hmm. I know his mannerism. I'm sure he's enjoying that good weather. Because we're in Philly and it's normally cold.
Yeah.
And it's chilly here in LA. It is straight freezing, Dre. You know it is.
So when he shot his shot, that was his mannerism? So,
You know what? My husband did not try to holler at me. Yeah. It's funny. Chris, I'm not telling the story, but when I came out of the bathroom, I said, Dennis, ain't you Pete this morning? And he's like, yeah. I was like, you grown now?
So that's the key right there. You get a young one, and you was a cougar. You hunted his ass down. Come here.
He came to my shows before I even known he was there. He's like, this is time I come to you. And I hadn't seen him for like maybe 12 years. And he was and I was like, I'm going to get you a seat. Come sit down. So it's funny because he was sitting in front of me like at an angle at a bar. And I was just looking at his shoulder like this, like, I was like, a big ass shoulder.
So that's the secret right there, ladies. The time's changing. Shoot your shot. Hey.
It's funny because he said he didn't even drink his beer. I got him a Heineken. And I just did it because his aunt is my best friend. And his mom, I knew his mom. And all, but I hadn't, you know. When his mom passed away, we hadn't seen him for years. I thought I would never, not that I was checking for him, but shit, I didn't even realize it was him. But you know, a face. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, that looks like I was like, he's a grown ass man now.
So he was probably peeping you back then. You was
probably.
It was fantasy for the jerk.
Hey, hey.
You might be right, but we've been married 11 years now, and it still feels like day one.
Look at you. Is this turned
into this still feels like day one. I'm like, ooh, no, don't go for that one. Just let that one
stop. I'm just saying, like, we got together. Like, I feel like we still on a honeymoon all
That's
the time.
Good. Yeah. So COVID didn't...
Not at all, because we always used to be in around each other. Mm-hmm. So COVID actually brought us closer, because it gave me an opportunity to be off the road. Mm. And my husband loved it. He's like, I just love that you're home. And I love being home every day. Let me tell you what we used to do. We used to do shit like, act like we was Arabian Nights. Like, you know.
That's called role play.
We're about to get details, Andre.
Because we're like binge watchers. Everybody was binge watching shit during COVID. So we would blow up the air mattress in the living room and take like sheets and let them drape over the lamp in the back, like make it look like it's a chic tent. Mm-hmm. Lay the pillows up in there and shit, just be like eating popcorn, watching the movies, like, and then we would leave it like that for like a week. So when people come over, they'd be like, y'all going through something? Like, they were thinking, y'all put the fuck out, sleeping on air. And then they're like, what is this? I was like, let me take the tent down. So like, this shit looking crazy.
That's like, but something Joshua would do. Yeah, I built a tent in the living room.
Like, crazy shit like that. Like, as a couple having fun. And that's how we came up with Fish Nasty Friday, Slidey Saturday, and Tickle It Tuesday.
So y'all watching Game of Thrones and just, okay, I'm going to be Lord Rondeville or whoever this fuck on this.
Yes, right? Because Game of Thrones, his name was Sir Ball-a-Lot. From the land of Balth. B-A-L-L-T-H.
Now, what strength? Did you smoke your salad before this happened? How did this work?
Okay. But see, funny thing is, we just, everybody be like, oh, y'all, you know, they think that we were just like rabbits, like we're just, because it's just the two of us. But literally, like any other married person, you put it on the schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, it's the day to day you're supposed to do it. So, we have more fun just enjoying each other.
Is he a vegan also?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Are you a vegan, B?
Well, it's the pescatarian. I do have to eat salmon ever since I had my hysterectomy. The doctor said I'm supposed to eat a fish because I don't get...
Gotcha.
You know, I got a low...
That's why you're cold, too.
Yes, because I don't eat any meat.
Yeah.
But no, he's a good husband. I love him. And he don't want no kids, and I don't have any kids. He don't want...
You make sure he gets his... Pineapple juice and all that good stuff.
He don't like pineapple juice.
He don't like pineapple juice.
Or he don't like citrusy stuff. Like, he's a cranberry juice type of dude. But while we supposed to be talking about why I'm not a mama and why you not a mama.
I don't have the right parts to be a mama.
I was gonna say.
I don't know now.
I ain't jumping into Dave Chappelle territory. I can't be no mama.
You know, I got a mustache and a couple chin hairs and. People could look at me and say that. Yeah.
Now you definitely you are a woman.
I out of wedlock.
Yeah, but B, you seem like you're having a really good time with Jeffrey, and I'm sure you're fun with kids.
I love kids, and I told you, Chris, my maternal instinct kicked in when the dog was sick yesterday morning.
Yeah, she's a great dog, mama.
I was like, wait a minute, something's not right. And I never owned a dog. I don't know nothing about dogs, but it was. I even told Sherry, I said, I think my maternal instinct kicked in because I called Dre and woke up. I was like, Dre, something ain't right. You better come down and get Ashley, whatever. But I'm great with kids. It's so funny. I love kids. I love being around them. I just never wanted any of my own out of wedlock. And then as I started, I didn't get married till I was 40. And I was like, fuck that. I ain't going to be one of them old motherfuckers having kids. And that's just like me. Like, I wasn't going to be that woman having a kid, my first kid at late age when most people are grandma. Because I was thinking about menopause and all the things that you go through when your body is shutting down and your kid's body is starting up. And that the estrogen, the testosterone, all that stuff don't go together.
And it's nothing wrong with not being a mama. I mean, you're a great auntie.
I am the best auntie and the worst stepmom. So all that together makes me a good person.
Yeah.
I think, but I like my house quiet. Kids come over, they can stay a little bit, and then they go home. And they have a great time when they're at my house because they know they're going home.
I would like to have another kid, though. I would like to, you know, have another mini me, because I know so much more now than I did when I was younger. So I think I could really, you know, guide.
Put more into them.
Yeah, definitely.
You think you have the patience now? More patience than you did when you were younger?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. But then when you get older, I don't know. I just look at my grandma when she had my uncle, who's younger than me. She was going through all that. I'm just saying. She
was
going
uncle.
Through it.
And that's your little brother.
Right. And she really was going through menopause. He was like a menopause baby. You know, and she just really did not have the patience with him as she got older, because like my grandma was in her 60s. My uncle was still little kid. He's like 10.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. She was 49 when she had him. So he was like 10, 11. And he got away with everything. Like she could never tell him not to drive the car or steal the car. And we used to be like, hell, we're just run rampant. And to this day, I think because I just feel like the youngest kid is always the one that's spoiled, or you just give up on him. You be like, well, fuck it, I didn't raise 10. That last shit, you been long from your brother and sister. You like, that last shit, he got enough people, kids running around here to teach him something. So.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Pullman's there.
Like Ashley is like a big dog.
See, that's what would sell you out if you snuck into Kim's wall.
That's the only way Kim knows somebody at this motherfucking right. That dog started barking.
Dexter's a little dog. Does he get tired going from one wing of the house to the other? With short legs,
he
man.
He takes a nap in between.
Dexter probably be like, you know what? I got my two spots. Okay. Stand by my doggy bowl and over here in this little room. This shit is large.
Man. Hey.
I still ain't got the tour. We just happened to find this area. So now I got to get the tour. And I don't need to go to that one spot. Kent said, don't take it there, Dre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, you don't want to go in that room.
And I knew it's 2 o'clock. Oh, Chris, you know I ain't going to do the Kim on you and just step off the screen.
Now Kim was acting like she might come back, but I know you've got stuff to do.
I was like, oh shit, I forgot. I gotta meet up.
You got things to do. Get some plugs in. Andre, you all, I don't know if we have the tag up. Follow Andre on Instagram at the Andre Lavelle. Anything people need to check out, Andre?
No, because the show got canceled. So
okay. Well, I'm glad you've been back on Two Funny Mamas.
I got a show that I'm doing to help raise funds for, it's a kids football something. I don't know. They asked me to host it and put a show together. But
yeah, where is this? Where is this at?
I posted on my IG. I don't. It's yeah.
Okay.
Are you? Mean, you don't know they
is it a bilingual? Is it a bilingual show?
He waiting on the rest of the details.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And then B, I know you're out in LA. You've got Tighten Up Tuesdays every Tuesday. What else is happening in your world?
Well, tomorrow I'm at the Comedy Store, 10 p.m. for Crack 'Em Up Thursdays. And
no, that's exciting. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I have my football podcast, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 6 o'clock East Coast time. Chick Picks. Then I have a show Saturday. I have a lot. You know, I'm really focusing on my Frugal Flip that's coming up in Clarkeville, Tennessee.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So looking forward to that, Chris. So, and I told you I'm streaming it from two different devices. So I want people to see us doing our thing. Despite the camera crew being there,
right.
I still want, you know, people chime in and let me know what they think about what I'm doing. Because they're not going to get to see none of that footage at all in terms of what the cameramen are doing.
Right. Now, you probably don't know who's on the lineup tomorrow at the Comedy Store, or today, as this airs at the Comedy Store, do you?
No, I just know I'm on it because I got my contract.
That's all that
right. That's all that I care about, Chris.
We're about to close out.
I never know who is on my show. I know where I'm supposed to be and how much money I owe me when I walk in the door.
I
need the Cash App before I enter.
Yeah,
I'm on a feature on streaming service.
Oh,
I forget. Go to my IG and you see.
I got it.
She's about to pull down the backdrop.
Now, Kim, can you just tell everybody what you just went and did before we sign off? You all right? Everything good?
I had a meeting with an animation director.
Oh.
That I had to go to quickly, and then I can't say this part because. Then I had to deal with the pool man.
That's why Dexter was barking.
What beef leg had to do with it? What I'm, you know, you don't, I ain't gonna say that.
But the pool man, because I had paid him.
wait.
Now, I said check was in the mail.
Now wait, you're trying to constantly get discounts from Midcoast Media by offering sexual favors. This isn't one of these situations, is it?
He did not say that. He on the wrong show. Who are you talking about? I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
I know he didn't say it, but why he said the whole company?
No, wait a minute. Who are you talking about?
No. Offer
Andre, my ear acting up. Did you hear something?
Wait a minute. It's Sherry's. Hey, how come you the one got to have sex?
What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Testing. We are not hearing this internet. We must be getting some feedback from somewhere.
Oh, man. Where's, go to...
Where's the producers? Are we getting some feedback?
If you all are tuned in this Thursday, make sure you go to Sherry's Instagram. Tell her how great she's doing on The View. Show her some love and go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. Get your Two Funny Mamas merch. Tell them you love them. Kim, B, Andre, stick around after we close out. Please say bye, everybody.
And Chris, get that. I just want to say, Chris, get that fixed. Whatever that was. Somebody chimed in something about some sexual harassment.
Kim does it live on the podcast. Yeah. Mm, yeah, my bad. Technical error. I'll look into that. Thanks, everybody.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.